Here's David in Hertfordshire. Go ahead, David.
All right, George.
Hi, mate.
Listen, I'm a Jew, right? I'm married to a Yemenese lady. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm religious, she's religious. There's no problem, you know? We believe in the one God. Yeah?
Yes.
And there's your attack upon Israel assumes that there's no liberal strand in Israel. You know, I'm a liberal. I'm a socialist. You know? What right have you got to condemn my... I'm in Hertfordshire, but, you know...
Well, I think you were about to use the words my people, David, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now, this really is the heart of the matter, isn't it? That you think, in Hertfordshire, that Palestine is your country, even though you're English and live in England. Whilst a Palestinian who was born there, whose father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, going back hundreds of years, can be expelled from that country and never allowed back in, and their property confiscated and given to you, who has an automatic right to be a citizen of that land, just because you're Jewish. This is the heart of the matter.
How far do we have to go back?
Well, when did you come from the land of Palestine, David?
About 1700 years ago.
You're having a laugh, aren't you? You're having a laugh. If everybody had the right to go back to where their ancestors lived 1700 years ago and boot out the people living there now, what kind of world do you think we'd have?
Where were your ancestors from?
Well, wherever they were from, I certainly wouldn't dream of claiming that I have the right to go back there where they lived 1700 years ago and kick out the people now living there, claiming, I'm back here, you better clear off because this is my land.
You're not listening to me. I'm married to a Yemenese lady. She's...
Well, if you are indeed married to a Yemeni lady, you should stop calling her a Yemenese lady, because no such word exists. There ain't no such people as the Yemenese. Now, you are asserting that you in Hertfordshire have a right to land in Palestine, which Palestinians have no right to. Don't you realise how absurd that sounds?
The grammar is ease, because it's from the Yemenese... Isa.
Look,
yeah?
If she's a Yemeni, she's a Yemeni. She's not Yemenese. Now, I only mention it because it casts a certain doubt on the veracity of what you're telling me. But let's deal with the centerpiece of your argument, that you have a right to Palestine because your ancestors, although how you know your ancestors 1700 years ago came from Palestine, I don't know. But don't you see that this is the heart of the matter? Your assertion of that right to go back to a land left, you say, by your ancestors 1700 years ago, whilst excluding people who were born there and who are still alive today, this is the heart of the matter,
no,
isn't it?
I believe in it. I don't believe it. You've got me wrong, George. I believe in all of us living together in a republic.
But you're already living in Hertfordshire. What right have you got to go and live in Palestine?
George, where are you living?
What right have you got to go and live in Palestine? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, my great-nanny was within the concentration camp,
But she wasn't in a concentration camp under Palestinian guards. She was under a concentration camp under German, European, Christian guards. And moreover, when the other European Christian countries turned their faces away. But why should you be able to go to Palestine and take land from the Palestinians because your grand-granny was in a concentration camp under the Germans? Where does that all compute?
We went there when they were given the land back, yeah?
But you weren't given the land back. You weren't given the land back. You took the land back, if I follow your example in describing the Zionist movement as you. The Zionists took the land back.
I didn't take it. I was assisting in giving them back.
Oh, dear. I think we've probably taken that as far as we can go.